few people realize how little time we have left before it all hits the fan. We probably don't even have till election day, because the criminal cabal in charge right now, you know, the ones who rigged the 2020 election, Joe Biden and so on, and some of the neocons and, you know, all the crooked prosecutors in Georgia and in New York and at the DOJ and so on, all these people know they will face arrest and criminal prosecution under President Trump if Trump wins. And right now, Trump would win. And it's only becoming more certain because of Israel and its continued bombing and genocide against the civilians of Palestine, and in Gaza in particular. It's causing the youth vote to abandon Joe Biden in droves. And without the youth vote, and also the anti-war vote, Biden can't win. They can't even cheat enough to win, which is really saying something, because they can cheat a lot in the key states where they need to cheat, right? We saw that in 2020. So this means that the criminal cabal in power, they know that if they don't hold on to power, they go to jail, because they have committed outright treason. They have violated the rules of the court. They have falsified evidence. They have violated human rights in the United States by threatening J6 prisoners, for example, trying to force them to confess to being part of some insurrection so that the FBI can claim there's an actual insurrection. And then they say, oh, if you just confess, then you'll only get, you know, a few weeks in jail. If you don't confess, you're going to get years in jail, which is what's happening to some people. So the people in power are just so desperate. There's nothing they won't do. This is why they are pushing Russia, trying to force Russia to nuke Western Europe. That's what all this is about. You know, the French troops in Ukraine and more weapons, more long-range weapons, attackums, missiles, and so on. This is all about trying to get Putin to nuke Western Europe with the belief that if they do, then that could justify, you know, a declaration of war and shutting down the elections and saying, well, elections are suspended because, you know, of course, we're in a world war. And that's just one scenario of many. There could be false flags, cyber attacks that are blamed on Russia or blamed on China, but actually carried out by the U.S. deep state. There could be attacks on the power grid, a grid down scenario. Oh, we lost all power. We can't have elections. There's no power functioning. Or there could be the activation day of all the illegals who are already occupying America, being told to go ahead and activate and start mass murdering everybody and sabotaging all the infrastructure. And that would shut down the election. The point is, they have numerous aces up their sleeve, lots of cards to play here in the poker metaphor, lots of cards that would halt the election and thrust America into a massive emergency. They could take down the banking system easily. They could fake like a foreign attack on the U.S. currency. They could fake a cyber attack on the major investment houses or the major banks or the central bank or the treasury, and then just crash the whole system and try to corral everybody into CBDCs. But in the meantime, in the chaos, they could cancel the elections. So there are lots of scenarios that they can invoke. They're no doubt going to have maybe their number one plan, and then a backup plan, and then a backup of the backup. So there's no question they have, you know, A, B, and C already in mind of what they're going to do. And all three of them, A, B, and C, do not allow elections to take place. So if we get to election day and we actually have elections, then, well, that's some level of victory right there to even get there. But as a result of these dynamics, plus, you know, what Israel's doing in the Middle East, and probably Israel's going to try to crank this up into a three-front war with Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran at the same time, what this means is that the window of preparedness is closing. Prices are going up on ammo, for example. Dollars are losing value every day. Supply chains continue to be strained, not totally wrecked yet, but strained. Oil prices are very likely to rise as the conflict in the Middle East continues to escalate. The Houthis, for example, just said they're going to continue to attack ships that are moving through the Red Sea because Israel hasn't stopped its genocide. And if Israel pushes hard against Iran with more military attacks, then Iran could, of course, shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And that would cause energy prices worldwide to spike at minimum 30%, according to sort of mainstream estimates. But I interviewed Gerald Celente, who said we're probably going to see oil above $130 a barrel. And some people think it could be $200 a barrel before this runs its course. So most of the American people, well, this is true across Europe as well, are still living in an oblivious fairy tale la-la land. And the reason, we've come to discover, is because their lives have not yet been severely interrupted. The daily habits and patterns of their lives, where they go to the grocery store, they buy groceries. They go to Starbucks, they buy an overpriced latte filled with cream and sugar. Basically like coffee-flavored candy. They can still get gasoline. They can still use the internet. They can still go to websites. The basic things that they rely on, you know, they can still go to a concert or a play or whatever, still functions. They can still get an appointment at the car dealership to fix their car, although they may have to wait a lot longer for parts. I recently had to wait 7 months for parts on my truck. 7 months. And it was a safety recall. And when I asked the dealer why it was taking so long, they said that, well, I'm in the queue, and that they get one of these replacement parts, which apparently was a circuit board. They get one circuit board per week. And that's all they're allowed as a dealer. And then they have to just line people up for when to get that circuit board replaced. Okay? So that's the kind of thing that we're going to see much more frequently, by the way. Much more frequently. You're going to have supply chain breakdowns. You're going to have product availability that just is non-existent in certain cases. And you're going to have more scarcity and more inflation. But until people's lives are severely interrupted, the masses won't wake up to this. As long as they can still buy groceries and get gas and buy lotto tickets or whatever stupid things they do, then they're not going to realize what's happening. But the problem is, when the interruptions come, it's going to be a cascading domino effect across the board. The day you suddenly can't buy groceries is the same day you also can't buy gas. It's the same day when the supply chains break down. It's the same day when the banks all have bail-ins and seize your money. You know what I mean? It's all at the same time that this is going to be happening. And this is all by design to, of course, destroy America, to try to kill off as many Americans as possible and then replace them. Did you know, for example, that there's a new law? I think this was just voted on in the House. I don't have the name yet. We're going to cover this in more detail in a story. But from my understanding, it allows illegals to replace Americans in terms of congressional representation. But my understanding was that was already the case, because census data is what's used to define the congressional districts and to divvy up the apportionment of the 535 seats in the U.S. House, I believe is what that is, and to decide where those representatives are elected. What are the districts? That's based on illegal aliens, because they count as population in the census. So you're already being, in essence, outrepresented by illegals if you are an American. But there's something else that was just voted on that somehow makes that even worse, and I'm not yet sure what that is, but we'll cover it at naturalnews.com and get more details for you on that. But as you know, Congress is just betraying America every chance they get. They've got no loyalty to the American people. When they have money, they send it to Ukraine or they send it to Israel. They send it to people to buy bombs. They never spend money on protecting America or closing down the border. With very few exceptions, they're all in with the treason and having America be completely overrun, having the nation be shut down, taken over from within, occupied by enemy combatants who are posing as migrants. And so there's a day coming when all of that is activated, when all the occupiers are told, you know, get to work. Start exterminating Americans, start shutting down all the power grids, all the refineries, everything. Because, by the way, those enemy combatants, they're preppers. They've been told to prepare. They've been told to get ready. While the American people, the masses, are not prepping at all, they're oblivious. They have no idea what's about to happen, and they won't be prepared, which means they will panic. When this is all said and done, and remember that the Deagle Report had estimated that the population of the United States of America by the end of 2025 would be less than 100 million people. So the Deagle Report timeline, if that is accurate, points to some massive event happening in the next year and a half. So 18 months, two-thirds of the American people could be dead in 18 months if Deagle, which is tied to the intelligence community, if that report was correct. Now, Deagle has since pulled that offline because it was getting too much attention, apparently. But that's what their prediction was, that, well, more than 200 million Americans, 200 and, let's say, 35 million Americans would be dead. Well, how do they plan to achieve that? Obviously, something like that would require a massive, catastrophic, apocalyptic type of event, some of which I described earlier, but also nuclear war, nuclear false flags, you know, total economic collapse, things like that. You know, the dollar can collapse just suddenly. It's not going to be just a gradual erosion of purchasing power on a steady line. I mean, yes, that's been happening for a long time, but there's a point where it goes parabolic, the loss of the dollar, and then you wake up and you realize your dollars are worthless. Like, literally overnight, that could happen. Or overnight, the banks could close. Or overnight, America's getting nuked. Maybe by the U.S. deep state itself, you know, using suitcase nuclear weapons that it blames on Russia in order to try to justify attacking Russia with nukes. That's a scenario that's very possible at this point. So, bottom line, keep your eyes on the news. Let me give you a couple of resources. Have you checked out censored.news? That's our website where we spider all the top censored websites. And we give you all the headlines in one place. Very easy to read. Unfortunately, InfoWars is not spiderable right now because of security measures they've had to put on their website. So we can't get InfoWars headlines at the moment. But for most of the other websites, it works. In addition, we have the new platform called Brighteon.io, which is entirely uncensored. Brighteon.io has no central servers. It is a blockchain-powered, peer-to-peer, decentralized content distribution platform. Very easy to use. It looks a lot like Twitter. Functions in very much the same way, except there's no central authority in charge. There is no central authority that can ban people, or there's not even central servers that can be confiscated and taken down. So go to brighteon.io, sign up there. It's free. You don't need to use a mobile phone number. You don't need to use an email address. You can be completely anonymous, or you can use a made-up stage name if you want. And you can sign up there. You can follow me. My username is HealthRanger. And that's the best backup emergency comms system that we found yet, because it will even work when domain names are taken offline. You know, if the internet kill switch is activated, Brighteon.io will still work if you get the app. Because the app doesn't use domain names. The app uses peer-to-peer IP traffic. And you'll be able to continue to send and receive messages even if the domain names don't work. In addition, some other resources for you. Brighteon.social is a thriving social media community. It is hosted on central servers, so it could theoretically be taken offline. Brightian.com is the free speech video alternative to YouTube. It's also hosted on central servers, so it could be taken offline. But so far, it's still online. So use it while we have it. On top of that, download our large language models at Brightian.ai. There you'll find our free, open source, non-commercial, downloadable language models that can answer your questions. And we are, of course, training them with a tremendous amount of content on living off-grid, survival skills, permaculture, food production, and things like that. So use that in order to stay informed, and it'll even work in the middle of a nuclear war. It'll work offline. So take advantage of these resources. And if you want storable food that's certified organic and also laboratory tested, then visit our store, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening. Get prepared. Stay safe. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm,
which is available right now, and it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds, and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags, and you can get these grip chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like brighteon.ai or brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just brighteon.com. And then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighttown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.